everybody. Tonight's share is dedicated in memory of Izzy Chait, Arsham, Leo Nishman, Sisra Amir, Ben Yochanan. I'm so sorry for joining so late. Please pardon me, as I was dialing in, my phone died, so I had to wait a few minutes for it to come back to life. And which actually brings us to the topic of tonight, which is life. Isha ki tazriya v'yalda zachar, that a woman, when she conceives and she has a baby boy, and then the next pasuk tells us, v'yom hashmini imo b'sar alaso, tells us all about bris milah. And the question that the Kedushas Levi asks in this week's parasha is that if we know that in Sephardic circles we say that this is parashat tahor, this is a parasha that talks about se'es or sapachas, different types of dermatological ailments, issues, concerns, adam demes, all these different types of, you know, if it's red, if it's not red, if it's white, is it not white, you know, how long. So the Kohen has to then determine. So this is all about Parshas Tahor. So why do we need to talk about Bris Milah? The question is, what is the connection between Parashat Tahor, between the laws of family purity and the laws regarding circumcision, which actually is a topic that's already discussed back in Parshas Lech Lecha when Avraham Avinu had the Bris Milah, because we learned the pasuk Biyom Higamel Es Beno, the word Higamel is Hey Gimel, 5 plus 3. Is Mal. So then we know that on the 8th day, that's when a baby boy gets his bris. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brings down, interestingly enough, apparently he knew about bilirubin. He knew that this is when the liver begins to function properly on the 8th day. Sometimes if there is a delay, then obviously we have to delay the bris, because otherwise it could be bikuach nefesh. But it is fascinating that Chazal were aware of so many different medical concerns back in the day. And so that's how they knew that all the body is functioning as it should on the 8th day. So anyway, we go back to the question. And we answer the question by saying, yes, we know what the pasuk is referring to. But it's interesting because the Kedushas Levi brings down that there are two forms of energy that support this world. The first is an Ar HaChozer, and the other is an Ar HaYashar. So imagine for a moment to describe what these two streams of energy are all about. If we were to be presented with a mirror and a glass pane. So if we have a glass pane, we can look right through it, right? So this is symbolic of the Ar HaYashar. Ar HaYashar is a light that sustains and creates the world, and it's only through the Racham V'Chanan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the world is in existence Ad HaYom HaZeh, until this very time. And everything that we see in the world that we consider to be nature is really quite unnatural, because it's amazing how the sun rises when it does, at a certain time. We know exactly when that time is going to be. We know when it's going to set. And all of these miraculous things that we take as nature are quite unnatural. And the second things start to behave a little differently, then we say that's an unnatural event, when in fact, that is nature. So that is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, the kohos, through the Ar HaYashar, a stream of light irrespective of our midos, irrespective of our Torah commitment, irrespective of our Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chassadim. And the second form of energy that is brought into the world is what they call an Ar HaChozer. It's a reflective light. It's similar to the song many years ago in the 60s, that the love you get is equal to love you give. I forget exactly the phrase, but it was a Beatles song. And the idea is, and not to paraphrase them, but the idea is that it respective, or it's interdependent upon our commitment to Torah mitzvot, so that when we look at ourselves, we see a different person than we did 5 minutes before we did a mitzvah, 5 minutes before we did an act of avodah, which is tefillah. And by the way, tonight is the 18th night of the Omer, to remind everybody to please remember to count. And then also, when we do an act of gemilas chesed, we may think we are the same, but we're not. We don't think the same. We don't look the same. We're not behaving the same. We are a different person. And every time we do any mitzvah, any time we perform any command, any Torah requirement, then we change ourselves for the better, and we actually positively improve those surrounding us. So this is what they call an Ar HaChozer. So now that we have these two themes of an Ar HaYashar and an Ar HaChozer. One, the first is non-dependent upon our mitzvot and masan tovim. It's simply a stream of energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides through Shefa that sustains the world, that brings the world into existence. And the second is reflective upon how we perform in terms of our Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chassadim, known as the Ar HaChozer.
Now we build this back into the pasuk, and we say Isha. Isha means, of course, a female, but it also refers to Knesset Yisrael. It refers to all of the Jewish people, the entirety of the Jewish people. We say Isha, we are all in receipt of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bounty through this Ar HaYashar, that irrespective of whatever we do, we're just receiving. Every kol neshima neshima, every breath that we take, is a bracha from Hashem. So this is something that we have to be makar tov, and everything that we have. So we're constantly on the receiving side of Hashem's bounty. However, the message for all of us is ki tazria, that we have to change ourselves. We have to change ourselves for the better. V'yada zachar. And then we have to become a positive influence, like the zachar, which is the mashpia, which is the influencer. And that person is the one who positively influences the surrounding so that others will also be inspired to perform additional Torah and mitzvos and follow that person's lead. And then how do we demonstrate that we want to do all of these amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us to do? The first opportunity we get to do a mitzvah, the first opportunity we get to allow a mitzvah to take place for a baby that's only 8 days of age is we take the advantage and we move it forward and we positively commit. And what do we say? I mean, I have Baruch Hashem girls, but I'm told that at a bris, they say, Kishem Shenichnas Bris, Kenya comes to Torah Chop Amas and told them, right? And the word bris, as we know, is the Gematria 612. And we're saying that you already have one mitzvah. You have the Mila. And now, Kishim Shenichnas Bris, in the same way that we got this one mitzvah, you'll do other mitzvahs to Masim Tovim. And who's going to help you do those mitzvahs to Masim Tovim? We, the people that are present at this bris, the Krovim, the Yedidim, the Chaverim, the Zakenim, the Rabbeim, the Shechinim, all of the people that surround us in the community, our friends, family, neighbors, rabbis, positive influencers, however, whomever they might be, they're the ones who are going to help this baby. And why do we care? It's someone else's baby. And you know, it's not necessarily our achrayas, but yet we look and we say, yes, this is an achrayas that we as a community have in order to build out the future generations. And so this is how we look at mitzvahs and masim tovim. We don't just simply look at them as an act that goes on unnoticed. We look at it as an investment in the future. And that's exactly what this pasuk is teaching us. It's a timeless lesson because it requires us to take note and to be mindful of the gravity of our situation, that we are simply, we're not living on an island, even though sometimes we feel like we might be isolated in our own homes, but really we're part of a broader community and we are required to help each other, to build each other up and to lend an ear of encouragement and to provide guidance and support. And sometimes a listening ear is really what's needed in order to help people get over some of the challenges that we all collectively face from time to time. So again, Isha ki tazria, v'yoda zachar, v'yom ha'shmini yom ha'brasa Allah. So the connection could not be more obvious and more powerful by enabling us to fully appreciate that, yes, we always have to be makar tov for the receipt of the bracha. However, our tafkid, responsibility, is to change ourselves into being not just a receiver of good, but a purveyor and a producer of future good. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you bracha v'hatzlacha this week. We should always see the good that comes from our hands. Yimala Hashem kol mishal sacha v'tova, v'chol ha'shatifne tatsiach, wherever we turn, we should find success. And Metz Hashem, God willing, we should go from strength to strength. Have a wonderful week.